Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report, global, world, international news headlines update with Rebecca De Unamuno.
A Melbourne man has discovered his mood is entirely determined by the daily infection rate number. The man said that when the number comes in lower than expected, he tends to feel that the pandemic can only be solved by humanity working together towards a common goal, and as a result, we'll get through this. But when the number comes in higher than expected, he realises that the pandemic can only be solved by humanity working together towards a common goal, and as a result, everything is completely stuffed. Documents containing new evidence of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes have been unsealed for the first time by a New York court. Upon hearing the news, Prince Andrew, who is named in the documents, discovered he is now very much able to sweat. Donald Trump has announced he will ban Chinese social media app TikTok over fears it was acting too much like an American social media app. Mr. Trump said it was important the Chinese government didn't have access to a bunch of videos of teenagers dancing, as that critical data could be devastating in the wrong hands. That's the latest Chaser news. Check out chaser.com.au for more updates. Now it's time for a roundup of what's happening around the world with Dom, Charles and Nina.
Thanks, Beck. And now it's time for...
International Global News World Roundup.
So, Dom and Charles, have you heard about this man in Florida who recently used coronavirus aid money to buy a Lamborghini?
How much aid money do they get in Florida?
He got $4 million.
What?
Through this thing called...
JobKeeper, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, LamboKeeper.
It was called the Paycheck Protection Program, and he scammed... like different PPP loans to the amount of $4 million. And he went on a big shopping spree at Saks Fifth Avenue. He went on a big shopping spree at Saks Fifth Avenue and then he bought a Lamborghini. Is this guy really smart or really dumb?
Well, the only problem is because he lives in Florida, looking at the case rates, he's probably dead by the time this gets published. No,
because he's got a Lamborghini, so he can get away from the coronavirus.
From the particles.
Because they're really fast.
There are worse ways to use the money, right?
Buying food and, you know, taking care of your health. It
doesn't sound like he needs help buying his food.
That's
buying Lamborghinis. But don't you think, like... in purely economic terms, you know, buying a Lamborghini, that's stimulus, isn't it? That's helping the economy.
And God knows the Italians could use it at this point.
So what's your dream car? What's your dream car that you can afford on JobKeeper? Sorry, I should have said that before.
Oh, right. What's my dream car? We don't know. Well, I reckon I do actually have a dream car, which is, I don't know whether you could, it probably can afford it on JobKeeper. I don't know how much they are. But a smart car. Do you know those those little smart cars where there's only got two people and you
those
can't...
Those tiny little
things, cube cars?
Yeah, tiny, and you can sort of park them in any direction.
Yeah, they're kind
tiny.
Of Swiss or something, yeah.
And the best thing is you can't fit anyone in the back. So if you, you know, went on holidays or something like that, you just have to leave the kids behind.
Is that why it's smart?
It's my dream car.
You just take one kid.
Yeah, we just no, take the wife.
Oh, yeah,
leave,
sorry.
Ditch the kids. It's ideal. It's my dream car.
Oh, well, my dream car... is a car that's in my dreams because I can't afford a car on JobKeeper.
I was just thinking of like getting a shopping trolley. Like it would be fun at least.
Yeah,
and
that's all I ever definitely do's, affordable.
All I ever do is go to the supermarket and back. So I think that would be a lot easier.
Yeah, and you can leave it on the street and it's fine. It's beautiful decor.
Yeah, I'd just have to reverse park it at the front of my house.
So let's go to Spain now where an 88-year-old man has gotten into trouble with the police for driving his mobility scooter on a freeway. So there are pictures of him. He was driving without lights on in a tunnel.
Oh.
And the pictures show a long queue of traffic behind him.
I mean, but admittedly, if he was driving a car, there would still be a long queue of traffic behind him. But look, this brings back some memories for me because one of my relatives actually did this. One of my relatives was stopped by cops driving a mobility scooter over the Harbour Bridge.
Really?
I don't think he got all the way to the bridge. I think he got stopped on the way there. But, I mean, I just thought it was a bid for freedom. I was on board with him at that point. I thought, why not? You know, get out of the home, make a run for it. You'll eventually get to Melbourne and have a new life.
You got to remember, this is a generation that was brought up on movies like Easy Rider. And so they're just...
Is that about a motor scooter escape?
Well, it's about, you know, somebody taking the road on a motorcycle and they're just living that out in the way they can best do that.
15 kilometres an hour at a time.
Yeah. The man was wearing aviators and blaring 80s music. So
was it Joe Biden?
Oh, really? He was living...
No, he wasn't.
Oh, okay. Damn.
I wish. But Dom and Charles, where do you drive your mobility scooters?
God, I wish I could afford one of those. I would love it. I would rock that scooter.
No, okay. I know no, you mate, don't drive
I know
mobility scooters. I'm just having a laugh.
You're joking
you're older
about
than
our
me.
Age. But you know that my son actually does now say to me whenever I say anything, you know, in any way that he doesn't like, he just goes, okay, boomer. And it hurts.
Are you a boomer?
No, I'm not a... What?
I don't know. I don't know how old people are.
It's just how old he looks, Nina, not how old he actually is.
how old you feel.
But you know, my Wikipedia page, it says I'm 55 years old. And then I've discovered several friends who I consider genuine close friends think that I'm 55 years old.
Really?
I'm so sorry we edited that back in the day. And then whenever we tried and put it back, they just go, no, this is wrong. He's 55. Here's the photo. Look at him. Yeah. But I mean, my dream is an electric car. And if you look at prices on electric cars, all I could afford is an electric mobility scooter. So I'm going to go and get one after this.
Amazing. So now to New York, where the famous model Gigi Hadid has spent years decorating her dream home, and she's just put it up on Instagram, and it is super ugly, you guys. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't normally put this in like a world news segment, but this is a real disaster.
This is breakingly ugly. It is
desperately gross.
I mean, I loved looking through Nina to see some of the choices she's made, and I think, look, there are just things we can all recreate in our own home, like the giant yellow pen in the corner that's about 2 metres tall. I love it. It says to me, I have a fuck ton of money and I don't know what to do with it.
Do you think it works as a pen or do you think it's just ornamental?
It would be amazing if you could actually write your journal with it.
It would be.
It's a sort of Bic pen.
Mm.
Yeah. So
that's a novel. I quite like that. That's a conversation. That's a centerpiece.
I don't think so.
If it was a Bluetooth pen, you'd review it.
Yeah, I'd review it, yeah.
Connect it to your phone. And there's these stairs and the staircase, which is like got all these different patterns. I think it would be impossible to walk down this stair.
It's a trip hazard.
But it looks a bit like vomit. And so if you did vomit on it, you wouldn't have to clean it up.
But perfect. I think the smell surely would would be enough of a deterrent.
Well, it looks like it smells.
I mean, there's a lot of just easily recreated decorating ideas without, you know, that we could all create at home. Like just get a big wooden basket and steal about 30 pool balls from your local pub, put them in the basket and then put that right in the middle of your food preparation area and you can live like Gigi Hadid. I mean, that's achievable.
I mean, she is a model, so maybe instead of like eating fruit, she just like licks the balls. Wait, that sounds wrong. She just licks the
what?
Billiard.
Lick? Oh, instead of
because
eating.
Because she can't eat anything.
Very low calories.
They're very low calories to lick
a ball. She's licking poor balls for two, I think, at the moment.
Look. You seem to pour scorn on this, but surely it's up to her. Like,
well, Charles, that's because I haven't shown you my favourite part of this, which is the colourful pasta, which is used as a feature piece in the kitchen. So what she's done is she's got kitchen drawers and then clear kind of lining.
Like
and underneath,
Perspex or something, yeah.
Yeah, the clear plastic Perspex. And then she's got all these different colourful dyed pastas that are dyed like blue and green and red and yellow.
It does feel like the sort of aesthetic of a four-year-old, doesn't it?
Well, she's going to have a child shortly and so she's already doing craft day decorations.
I mean, but she has spent years and years on this, you know, even before she knew she was going to have a child.
Well, I mean, you've got to pity rich supermodels, don't you? They've generally had not much education, so she never learnt more than the four-year-old craft skills. So she was like the highest form of art to her is getting some fusilli and dyeing them purple.
But, Dom, I think that we'd never learnt craft skills beyond about the age of four. Like, this is the sort of house that... In fact, I'm thinking of ringing up her. I've never heard of her. What's her name?
You've
Gigi.
Never heard of Gigi Hadid?
I've never heard
She's
of
like
Gigi.
One of the most famous models in the world, if not the most...
Oh, I'm sorry I'm not up on models news. But I'm going to ring her up and find out, you know, like get some tips on how to decorate my house. I mean, think it looks quite good.
There is one thing that I would do, which is in the bathroom she's got just the wall of New Yorker covers. I mean, I would read the New Yorker on the toilet. Mm. I wouldn't then stick the magazine on the wall with another 50 copies of the New Yorker. But New Yorker toilet, sure.
Well, that. Yeah. It's easier than reading them, I think, for her.
She's read them cover to cover, just individually, the covers, and not the pages between. All right, that's the world news for this week. Thanks for listening to the Chaser podcast. You can find us at chaser.com.au, and we're also on Twitter and Instagram and now TikTok.
Or just look on your bathroom wall.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.